Until Wednesday, the editorial board of the Arizona Republic was made up of 9 people who covered the political spectrum from left to right. Now that number's down to 8. Linda Valdez, who wrote from southern Arizona and with a progressive bent, retired from the newspaper on January 2nd. Her final column focused on an issue she wrote about often, immigration, and took on Republicans over how President Trump's approach will hurt the economy. Linda Valdez is with me to talk about her career with the Republic and what might be next. Linda, how's it work for you to be known as someone who is the person on the board writing those progressive opinions?
To be the loony liberal?
Exactly. How has that worked to been labeled that way? Yes.
It's been fun. I mean, it's been a challenge. And when I was first hired at the Republic, that was the intent, was to bring a little bit of the left onto the editorial page, to moderate it a little bit. And I've greatly enjoyed it. I've greatly enjoyed that role.
How has social media affected, not how you write, but the feedback that you get? Certainly letters to the editor at one time were vitally important to a newspaper. And now online people can say very nasty things sometimes. Have you been able to find, is there a balance there, a balance between people who are aggressive and frankly inappropriate and people with whom you can have good exchanges?
It's difficult. And the anonymity that was around social media at the beginning, it really contributed to people being very abusive and rude, very difficult to have conversations with people. And for the most part, they weren't looking to have a conversation. Now, it's gotten a little bit better in that respect now that people have to identify themselves to some extent. There still seems to be, I think in general, there's this trend towards nastiness mm-hmm. and towards not wanting to have a conversation, but more just wanting, I disagree with you, therefore I hate you. Therefore, you know, I don't like your opinions, therefore I don't like you. Mm-hmm. And very much, I will destroy you. You know, I mean, it's become very ugly in some respects. Not entirely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes people will send me messages and just, you know, you are the worst person on the planet, yada, yada, yada. And I will respond to them in a respectful way and they apologize. So, you know, I'm sorry I said all that stuff. There are other people who are beyond redemption. I mean, they just want to be mean and ugly. Mm-hmm. And the subject that brings that out the most is immigration.
Well, I was wondering how much that affected. You wrote a very personal memoir about you and your husband, and that obviously revolved around the issue of immigration.
Yes.
What happened to you after that? Was that a case where did you find more people like that coming out of the woodwork?
I don't think it increased. No, okay. I don't. It's people respond to what I write in the paper, and unfortunately, they don't respond to what I write. They respond to what they think I've written. Mm. It's become such a black and white issue. If you call for people to understand and recognize the humanity of the migrants, therefore you are for open borders, which I have never said. I think there's a huge difference here. And what's happening in our country right now is that we are continuing to dehumanize the migrants. And we do that at our peril. We cannot dare to do that. Mm-hmm. But when you point that out to people, oh my gosh, they get all unglued and they accuse you of all sorts of things that you never said, mm-hmm. including opening the borders, take all comers, and you know, it's an issue that has become less rational, far less rational, and it wasn't very rational to begin with.
Do you foresee any time in the near future where people can come together on this issue, the people who are at least not on the fringes, let's put it that way?
Well, the fringe has become the mainstream mm-hmm. as far as the GOP is concerned with President Trump. I mean, he has validated the fringe views on immigration. But the great irony in all of this is that it was the business community that was coming out decades ago wanting a source of a legal source of workers and wanting to legalize their current workforce. And yet they are the party of the Republicans. So there's a real disconnect there. Somehow the business community is going to have to recognize that its real interests don't lie with all this denigrating of immigration.
Yeah. So let's talk about being an opinion journalist as opposed to being a general assignment reporter or a beat reporter, whatever that may be. Why did being an opinion journalist, did it appeal to you initially? And how much have you loved that compared to doing other journalism?
It didn't appeal to me initially. I was put into the editorial board at the Arizona Daily Star to fill in when someone was gone, and I hated it. I thought, why are you putting me in there? You know, you're like burying me at these boring old opinion people. And then I started doing it, and it's absolutely addictive. I mean, to be able to be in the middle of the biggest debates in the state, the biggest debates of the country, to have a voice and a microphone, and to try to shape those debates and join in them on that level, it's intoxicating. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. I mean, and I think it's the highest art of journalism in some ways, because you are really trying to stimulate people to think beyond the facts that they have. You're trying to get them to go one step further with that.
Well, in a recent column you wrote, took us behind the curtain a little bit, about the late Justice Charles Jones, mm-hmm. about how the two of you disagreed on a lot of things, but if there was concern about merit selection or about how Arizona's judicial branch was being treated potentially by the legislature, he would turn to you, and behind the scenes, the two of you might discuss things. On the bigger level, how important do you think it is, as far as problem solving in this state, and even the broader political sense, to have people who disagree about things, but can actually find common ground, as you and obviously Justice Jones did?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's huge to be able to do that and to be able to understand that people who disagree with you are not your enemies, and they have families and they're nice to their dogs and, you know, they love their kids. And that's what we've gotten away from so much these days, is just vilifying the people with whom you disagree. And Justice Jones was an amazing man. I was really privileged to work with him. And as I said in that column, I'm sure based on our backgrounds, we didn't agree on much politically, but we worked together very successfully on merit selection and some other issues. He was an example of the kind of public figure that we need more of, that are willing to say, oh, you know, okay, so this is the Republic's liberal loony columnist and editorial writer, but I can work with her, you know, and we can do something positive together. And we did. And I think I'd love to see more of that happen. It's become more and more where some politicians, they don't even want to talk to you. They know who you are. They don't want to talk to you because they're convinced they already know what you think and what mm-hmm. you're going to say.
Yeah. The Republic is based in Phoenix, and you have spent a lot of time in Southern Arizona. How has that given you a different perspective, both in terms of what you have brought to the paper, but also in terms of even talking to your fellow board members? Is there a different dynamic there because of where you've been situated?
Well, Phoenix is Rome, and every place else in Arizona are the provinces. And that's just how Phoenix looks upon it. And, you know, Tucson is far more interested in Phoenix than Phoenix has ever been in Tucson. And it does give me a perspective, but it's also politically more of a liberal perspective, because Tucson is a much more liberal community than Phoenix is.
Are you going to miss this?
Well, that's a hard question. I mean, I've been so privileged, and I feel so honored to have been able to do this for 25 years at the Republic, for 10 years before this at the Star. Mm. I think I'm ready. It was a great ride, and I'm ready for a new horse.
Are your friends and loved ones going to get like editorials from you in the mail, kind of thing? Like, I would, if this could have been in the paper.
No, you know, I'll be giving them away for free now. I used to sell my opinions, so it's something they have to look forward to. I'll have extra opinions to give away for free.
Linda Valdez, longtime editorial writer and editorial board member of the Arizona Republic, who is retired as of January 2nd. Nice to see you. Thanks.
Thank you.